want to bring you another exclusive story to my friend and her calamity of life in general. So last week you were in Navan and you didn't have your tax displayed in the correct place, but you contested it.
Yeah, I got slapped with a fine. Then yeah. I appealed it and I won my appeal. Woohoo!
Woohoo! Was this done
power to the people!
Was this done on an email over the phone or did you just appear?
It was done on an email.
Oh, right.
I sent a strongly worded letter.
Go on, ChatGPT.
Yeah.
All right. What now, Una? Because there's been many a thing that has been brought up about your parking, your driving ability and everything
this was
like that.
This was genuinely not my fault. This was an accident.
Okay.
This was what do they call it in insurance terms? Is it the power of nature or an act of God or something like that?
I don't think that actually happens.
And the act of God?
Yeah.
No, that's definitely in some kind of insurance thing. No, nope. I read it somewhere. Anyway,
nope.
So I rocked up to do a shop on Friday in a supermarket. And it was a very, very, very windy day. If you think back, you'll remember it was quite blustery last Friday.
Yeah.
So I parked and I opened my car door. And before I knew it, the wind had kind of like taken over and my door swung back and hit the car next to me.
Oh, no.
So the lady that was in the car on the passenger side got out at the time and she went, oof. And I looked down and I kind of like rubbed it. And there was a tiny, tiny little dent, like not even a scratch, just a tiny little dent. But she was like, I'll take your number now because this is my husband's car and he'll blame me for doing that and it wasn't my fault and, you know, it's going to cost money and whatever. So I said, oh yeah, of course, I'm really sorry. Just sorry for the inconvenience. You know, it was an accident, complete accident. It was the wind, not I. So I got a message then from her with the pictures of said dent.
Oh, lovely.
It's like, I'm going to take this to my mechanic.
Just relive the whole experience.
Yeah, I'm going to take this to my mechanic. I'll let you know how much it costs. So I sent it on to my friend whose partner is a mechanic and they were like, yeah, if they want to replace the door, like, that's going to cost you a couple of hundred beans, 300-400. And I sent you. You've seen the picture. You've seen the dent. It's so small.
It's not a door replacement.
No.
It's a small little dent and it hasn't even punctured
the paint
or anything like that. It can be pushed or pulled out or tapped out or whatever they do with whatever way they do it.
I'm just waiting for the text message with like, see how much they're going to try and claim.
Well, I would advise you that whatever the cost is, that and you then get the receipt and pay the mechanic, whoever is doing it, the dent repair, instead of giving them the money because they'd be just looking for the money for it.
Oh, yeah. I'll appeal it. I'll appeal it again.
Oh, yeah.
I'll get my solicitor this time.
Who is your solicitor? Is it you? Is it you dressed up with an ironed shirt? Is that what it is? All right. What's she doing to do?
The worst look.
087-110-207. He got away, unlike Una, who got caught when her door swung open and hit somebody else's car.
It was a very windy, blustery day. It wasn't my fault. I was distracted. I opened the car door and the wind just blew it away. And there you go, just hit off someone else's car.
Here you are, Una, on iRadio, where hit music lives, confessing to the whole world that you ding someone's other door and now it has to be paid for. What are you going to do? What are you going to do about it, Una?
You're going to have to pay for it.
Well, they claim that it's going to cost quite a pretty penny. And let's get an expert on. So we've got David from Letterkenny. Good morning, David.
Hi, David.
Good morning, guys. How's things?
Really good, thanks very much. So you would be an expert in the field of dings on doors, wouldn't you?
Well, I'm a paint visual repair technician for bodywork.
There we go.
Oh, you're my man.
Yeah, so what can Una do?
Right, well, there's a thing called paintless dent removal. So they use glue to remove tiny dents from vehicles, from little dings and little bangs like that.
Yeah.
What you're talking about. So it removes the work of repainting it and filler jobs. So it's a lot cheaper and a lot quicker than a lot of the repairs that used to be done.
This is fantastic. So I'm going to, if they come and hit me with 300-400 beans, I'd be like, oh, I spoke to David in Letterkenny. What's it called again, Dave?
Yeah, paintless dent removal.
Paintless dent removal.
Paintless dent.
Yeah.
This is fantastic. This is
amazing. And then what you'll do is, if you want to stop them from making an insurance claim,
yeah,
you can ring your own insurance and tell them that you're willing to pay for the repair.
Oh, perfect.
And then what happened then is your insurance will put a block on that claim coming through. and hitting you then with losing in a 10 bonus.
You are putting out fires everywhere this morning, Dave. Thank you so much.
That's fine. I'm glad to help.
It's a pity Dave isn't right next to where you live and could just do it for you, but he's miles away in the
miles
lovely
away.
Letter
County.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Cool, man. Listen, that's a fantastic help. I really, really appreciate that. So, paintless dent removal. There we go.
Yeah, they just use glue and a couple of pulleys and away it goes.
Thing is though, like, I when I changed my car there about 2 years ago, there was a key scratch from the front panel all the way to the boot, and then there was a little dent from the person obviously opened it up on a high curb, and there was a dent and was kind of covered over with a bit of like, you know, a paint pen to kind of cover the thing. And I knew it was there when I was buying it, and I'm like, ah, listen, if I want to get it done, I'll get it done. And when I got a quote for it, it was nearly a grand to get it all done, because the whole side of the car had to be resprayed.
Forget about it.
So I was just like, do you know what? I can live with this. Yeah, I can get on with it.
It's well, do you know what? It depends on the person that has the damage done to their car. I'm very surprised if it's going to cost them more than about €200.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah. You know,
right.
Because I've repaired classic vehicles and done vehicle restoration and small tiny dents. I've repaired on a M3 Classic and it wasn't even €250.
Nice. There you go.
Thank you so much for your reassurance and advice, Dave. Thank you.
No bother. Good luck. Bye-bye.
Have a great day. Bye. There you go, Nona. There's a little bit of ease on the old head now. That, only another £200 come out of your bank account.
I know.
Thanks so much to everybody who got in touch this morning on 087-1102-107.
Missed the show? No biggie. We've rolled up all the best bits.
This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast Rolled.